אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. I thought we'd start with some of the fallout of the Israel-Gaza conflict and the ceasefire that occurred, because there was a rally by the Jewish community in Sydney and also in Melbourne that happened last Sunday. So I'll tell you a bit about that and also just some overall views about how they went. So in Sydney, about 1,000 members of the Jewish community joined political and interfaith leaders at a solidarity rally, which was actually held inside Central Synagogue in Bondi. So not outdoors, but inside. And it was attended by some high-profile MPs, including Wentworth MP and former ambassador to Israel, Dave Sharma, and also Coogee MP Marjorie O'Neill. Sharma had a lot to say. He said, "While I'm very pleased that this conflict is at an end, I think it has also shown some elements within our society that are deeply worrying." He said, "We've seen anti-Semitic attacks around the world and unfortunately also here in Australia." He said, "We've seen Israeli businesses targeted in Melbourne. We've seen marches and rallies, Palestine holding up offensive slogans and placards and imagery. And while I appreciate that some people participated in those pro-Palestinian rallies with good intent, I think their message has been the antithesis of peace." Describing the announcement of ceasefire as a welcome reprieve to all of us, O'Neill said there were many people in her electorate who feared for their lives of their loved ones back in Israel as an endless stream of rockets was fired, many from civilian hubs within Gaza into Israel. She said Israel has a right to defend itself against the targeting of its civilian population by Hamas, which is unquestionably a terrorist organization.
I just want to clarify it for our listeners that Rally for Peace and Solidarity with Israel in Sydney was held in the Central Synagogue, and members of the community had to register for it. And it was preaching to the converted, as we say, and because simply they had other concerns, security concerns, that they couldn't have it outdoors in the open.
Yeah, that's right. And to contrast to 2014, after the conflict in Gaza, when Sydney's Jews came in their thousands into a park, outdoor park in the eastern suburbs, and held placards, flags, and all sorts of things. So this was very different, and there was actually no placards held at all. And it was held, as you say, indoors behind walls. In Melbourne last Sunday, it was 2,000 people attending, and it was outdoors, a rally for Israel in South Caulfield, but it was at Princes Park, and it was well away from the city centre. It was very close to Caulfield, where most of the Jewish community lives in Melbourne. That gathering was also attended by state and federal MPs, and I should say the local MP, David Southwick, was there, and he said, "It's disappointing that our rally in solidarity with Israel could not be held in the city. The threats of violence were too great."
I think the editor of the Australian Jewish News commented on the fact that both rallies were sort of very secure. One was in a synagogue and one was at the heart of the Jewish community in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right. So our editor, Zeddy Lawrence, on the front page gave his view, and he was commenting that while the pro-Palestinian protests mirrored their counterparts overseas, breaking the same vitriol the second week in a row. In contrast, in Sydney, there was quite a muted gathering indoors, bereft of placards. And in Melbourne, a more sizable crowd gathered in a park, but it was slap bang in the middle of the Jewish community, far from the gaze of the public. And he's also commented on receiving quite a few letters and emails and feedback by many Jewish community members who echoed that view and sort of felt that it was rather an inadequate response, and that sadly, in a way, that what could have been for a lot of young people in the community who would like to get involved and have a lot of passion for Israel's cause, if they see this kind of approach, what message does that tell them?
Well, that's very interesting. What is the message for the next generation? The Jewish community is hiding. And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, what is the story with Moriah? I think there is a new election there for the board.
Yes, there's going to be a new election for the board and an AGM to be decided in a vote to be held on Monday, May 31st. It's going to be held amid concerns over Moriah's HSC rankings last year, which have actually fallen for several years, and also some accountability will be a topic, a big topic, following the case of a multi-million dollar fraud that is currently or went through the court process by a gentleman called Gus Nosti. And several other issues that have been raised in, for example, in anonymous letters that have been published by Moriah parents about, expressing concerns about the marks, about the management, and also a bit of an influx of students lately choosing to go to other schools, including Redham. So there's also been quite a few new people are putting their name down as candidates to be on the board, some high-profile ones as well, six or seven new names. Includes people like Mark Rubenstein, who's managing director of Rothschild. It includes the chief financial officer of the Centre Group, Elliot Rusenau, and the general manager of public sector department of Microsoft, Mark Lee, as well as two members of the current board seeking re-election, Rena Michael and Oliver Friedman. So it should be a very important meeting, AGM, probably the most important one at Moriah for many years.
Look, Shane, I think Moriah suffered really bad publicity even in the general media recently, but it is a flagship, very important institution for the Sydney Jewry, and I'm sure it will come out of it even stronger than ever. Shane, before we go, a Melbourne Jewish man has been charged with murdering his mother, a Holocaust survivor. Very disturbing story.
Yes, that's right. A Melbourne Jewish man is charged with murdering his mother, Holocaust survivor Judy Bednar, in the city's southeastern suburbs. Thomas Bednar, 53, of Chelsea, was arrested 2 Mondays ago and has been charged with one count of murder after his mother's body was discovered inside her Chelsea home on a Saturday morning during a welfare check. A charge sheet alleged the woman was murdered between May the 12th and May the 15th. A police spokesperson said an investigation is in progress and homicide detectives had seized security camera footage of a man dressed in white hazmat gear entering the 78-year-old woman's Drynan Road property shortly after the murder. Thomas Bednar did not appear during an initial short filing hearing in the Melbourne's Magistrates Court. His lawyer told Magistrate Victoria Campbell he was not aware Bednar had a history of psychiatric illness, and Bednar did not apply for bail and was remanded to appear in court again on October the 4th. Anyone with information about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.